As foliage season winds down in Connecticut, WNPR's Patrick Scahill reports on the chemistry behind all the brilliant yellow and red colors you see on your daily commute.
For a leaf, there's one main job, making food.
So the leaf is essentially a food production system. So their job is to make sugar, which is the food for the plant.
That's Jenica Allen. She's an assistant professor in residence at UConn. She says leaves make food by turning sunlight into energy. It's a process called photosynthesis, and at the heart of it all is one pigment, chlorophyll. During the spring and summer, chlorophyll is by far the dominant pigment in a leaf.
And that's why they look green.
But in the fall, chlorophyll starts to disappear. To understand why, let's imagine you're a leaf. You're perched on a branch, absorbing the sun, happily making food for your tree, and then fall comes. Days start getting shorter, temperatures begin to drop, and all of a sudden you're flooded with hormones telling you,
okay, time to close up shop for the fall.
Basically, winter means it's time to protect the valuables. And for a tree, chlorophyll is really valuable. It contains a lot of nitrogen, which can be hard for a plant to get.
And so they don't want to dump the nitrogen back on the ground and have to wait for it to get recycled into the soil so they can take it up again. They'd rather break it down, pull it back into the core parts of the tree, and then be able to push it back out to the branches and into new leaves in the spring.
And now that all that green stuff is gone, other pigments in the leaf get a chance to show their quality.
So carotenoids are also in the chloroplasts and other parts of the cell.
Those carotenoids are the same pigment you find in egg yolks and carrots.
That's why we see yellows and oranges.
But
red is a different story. That's a different pigment called anthocyanin that's actually produced in the fall.
That's the same pigment giving tomatoes their red color.
And so it's the combination of the carotenoids that are left, which are the oranges and yellows, and then the production of those red pigments. The combination of that determines what color we actually see in the fall.
But what about the inevitable dropping of the leaves that gives fall its name? Ever wondered exactly how a leaf falls? Well, look no further than abscission cells, tiny little messengers which tell the leaf, sorry, but I'm just not that into you anymore.
And essentially, abscission has the same root as scissor, so that's where the leaf is essentially going to be cut off the plant.
While all this chemistry of color is happening inside the leaf, on the outside, a separation zone is forming between the leaf and the tree. Abscission is a two-part process that, on the one hand, weakens the leaf's grip, while cells are also actively pushing the leaf off the branch.
When trees lose their leaves, it's an active process. Other passive forces like wind and heavy rain can contribute to that, but the trees are definitely saying, get out the door. You know, that they don't need those tissues in the winter, and if they have them, it's actually a liability.
Allen says leaf coloration in Connecticut has been pretty good this fall, but if you haven't gotten out there yet, do it. Connecticut just had its first hard frost, and that means all the chemistry we just talked about will stop and that leaves will lose their color very quickly. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.